Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Sunny day, sleeping up, clouds away. On my way to where the air is sweet. Can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street?
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And a pleasant good morning to you out there in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, Woodbury, Las Casas, Kittrell, Smyrna, Laverne. I said Smyrna, didn't I? Yeah, Laverne. We're live with you here this morning, and John and Brian, that is. Dalton's got a few days off, and it is the first Monday in November, actually, which is easy to remember. And it's the first Monday that we're having to go to work with that it'll be dark.
Yeah. I hate the time change. Hate it.
I mean, that's always an indicator. It's almost time for basketball when that starts. Because football, going to football games is really weird when it's already dark. So...
Yeah, I mean, we get there at 5:15, and yeah, it's like, am I late? I always feel late.
You might get there before dark, but you're just barely, and then it gets dark. So, and that's not much fun if you got to go a long way to drive somewhere.
No,
not too good.
And that also, you know, means it gets colder. So, it's colder an hour earlier than it would have been, especially for football. And we've had some.
That's true. I hadn't thought about that. It does get colder. That's for sure.
So
daylight saving time, and President Trump didn't change it like he said he was going to. I thought he said he was going to do that. I guess he was just kidding. But anyway.
Or maybe maybe it didn't get done in time. And here we are.
What else is going along? With episodes and all that kind of thing, Brian.
Well, today being Monday, November 3rd, it's episode 1780 of the Wake Up Crew, and we've passed Thanksgiving, so that means 24 days until Thanksgiving.
Man, that comes fast.
Yes.
And then Christmas, boom, another one.
52 days until Christmas.
Did I jump the gun a little bit there?
No. I'm sorry. No, you didn't. So, just like last year, there are only four Saturdays between Thanksgiving and Christmas. So, going to be rough.
That will change, though, won't it, eventually?
Yeah, yeah. It's just how the calendar falls, and when there are four Mondays or four Tuesdays or five Mondays or Tuesdays in the week and all that. But a week from tomorrow is Veterans Day. And this week, we've got Middle Tennessee hosting FIU, a Saturday game. Back to Saturdays here in November, 12:30 airtime. And high school football playoffs are going on. And, of course, this weekend, Vanderbilt hosts Auburn. And both UT and the Titans have bye weeks. So it's just Vanderbilt and MTSU and high school playoffs.
All right. Well, I guess we need to do our song of the day. But before I do, I want to tell you that we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. That's right. Join MTE's EV Car Club, open to owners, fans, and anyone curious about electric vehicles. You can sign up at MTE.com/EV Car Club. Our song of the day. What are we doing this week?
You're not going to. Well, okay. So we're doing I found my note. The top 10 most iconic TV show theme songs.
Okay. Got it. Yeah.
And we're going to do these in an order. Okay. And so we're going to start with 10 and go down to number one. And I'm unfamiliar with today's, and you're going to be unfamiliar with today's, but it's a very popular theme song from Game of Thrones. Now, it's not song or music or anything with it, and tomorrow's going to be the same, so I don't know if that really hit what you were wanting to do. Maybe we may have to expand that a little bit, but...
Yeah, I think I wanted to go back a little further. The trouble with lists, and you look them up and you Google them, they come up and they tend to be partial to the newer stuff.
Well, tomorrow is actually 1966.
There you go. Okay. Well, we're good then.
But no words.
No words again?
No words again.
You know, I'm the CEO of this operation, the Song of the Day thing.
I know.
You're kind of making me look bad here, pal.
It's going to get better. And tomorrow's is pretty good. Everybody is going to know tomorrow's. In fact, we have an open that we use on a regular basis that is based off of tomorrow's Song of the Day.
Don't tell too much.
Okay. I'll stop. Okay.
Keep it quiet. We got a great show for you this morning. Stay with us here. It's the Wake Up Crew. But first of all, as we always do, it's the weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We'll start off today with areas of fog. It could be dense in spots. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies and a high around 62 this afternoon. Conditions will be right again tonight for patchy fog to develop. Mostly clear as we bottom out around 36. Looking ahead toward Tuesday, starting off with that patchy fog, then sunny and warmer highs in the upper 60s. Mostly clear skies Tuesday night at a low of 45. I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now, it's 44 degrees.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring, who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Every day is Earth Day at the Habitat ReStore.
We keep tons of material out of the landfill.
Hey, call us at the Habitat ReStore about your donated items may need to be recycled.
You have lights?
We take it.
How about gently used furniture?
We take it.
How about kitchen cabinets?
We take it.
The only thing we don't take is mattresses, box springs, and clothing.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Hey, this is Hunter Dorton with Mycoterra Pharmacy. We grow gourmet and medicinal mushrooms. We sell fresh mushrooms, dried mushrooms, powders, tinctures, mushroom-infused honey. We sell mushroom coffee, mushroom brew, different tinctures to take as a supplement. We also grow our own herbs, make loose leaf tea, topical salve, and CBD products. So come and check us out at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, the Nolensville Farmers Market, and the Franklin Farmers Market on the weekends. And we're happy to be of service to you and help you and get your health journey on the right track.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 years of being open.
Back in 1985, when Toots first opened, there were very few restaurants in this town. We've seen hundreds of them come and go, and yet we are still so blessed to be in business and be doing business here in Rutherford County.
This is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Are you ready to take control of your energy usage and save money? Download the MyMTE app to track your energy consumption, pay your bill, and even report outages right from your phone. It's free and available now in iOS and Android.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Seattle Seahawks are now 6-2 after dominating Sunday night's NFL game at Washington 38-14. Sam Darnold with four touchdown passes on their first four drives. Washington star quarterback Jaden Daniels suffered a significant left arm injury mid-fourth quarter. He was still in the game when the Commanders were down 38-7. Buffalo 6-2 after beating Kansas City 28-21. Josh Allen with three total touchdowns. Jacksonville won in overtime at Las Vegas 30-29. Cam Little of the Jags kicked a 68-yard field goal at the end of the first half, a new NFL record. The Rams got four touchdown passes from Matthew Stafford to beat New Orleans 34-10. Road wins for the Chargers and Denver. New England edged Atlanta 24-23. Falcons missed an extra point kick. Pittsburgh beat the Colts 27-20. And Kyle Larson won NASCAR's season championship.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
21 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, and coming up, we've got a check on state news from Access Tennessee, then Today in History, a CBS News update, and a check of state news. Again, Access Tennessee straight ahead for you here on this Monday morning. Some bad news, you know. I don't think we've talked about it. You and Dalton may have talked about it while I was out, but June Lockhart died. She was the mother on the Lassie series. She played a mom in Lost in Space, played a doctor in Petticoat Junction. She was 100 years old.
Was she really? No, we did not talk about that. So,
you know what is crazy when you think about people? I know my brother-in-law's got his mother's still alive. She's 98. When they pass away, well, for instance, if your mother is 20 years older than you, maybe they had you when she was 20. They're 100. You're 80.
Yeah.
I mean, is that not crazy?
You're elderly along with them, I guess.
Right. And a lot of times they beat the people out too. But I just thought that was just kind of a crazy situation to look at. I know that her daughter, June Lockhart's daughter, had to be in the, I think she's around 70 something. So
what was her daughter's name?
I can't think of it right now. I wish you hadn't asked me. I can't remember. But June Lockhart's father was Gene Lockhart, G-E-N-E, and he was a pretty good popular actor in the 30s.
Ah, yeah. So she has two daughters, Anne and Lisbeth.
Yeah, okay.
And I think Anne is the one who has been in acting and such.
Yeah, she's done a few acting things. Did they say how old she is?
She is 72.
Oh, wow. Okay. 100 years old. That's a good life.
And she's the older sister too. So,
yeah, I think she's probably, June Lockhart probably, I don't think she was in too bad a health either up until her death. But anyway, we've got a lot of things to talk about and you've got all the info. I'm helpless here at home.
So. We're going to fix that. But good neighbor of the day today, Bethany Cole, the SRM Concrete good neighbor of the day for always being welcoming and friendly. Bethany's going to receive flowers today from Jenny Harrison and our friends at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and WGNS Radio. Don't forget, our good neighbor tribute is poured by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and honoring the neighbors who build up Rutherford County with their kindness and service. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450 to get those into us. You can also text to get your birthdays and anniversaries in for today, the 3rd, or yesterday, the 2nd, 615-893-1450. Well, today is Broadcast Traffic Professionals Day, and that would be what Melissa Miller is here at the radio station to us. So happy Broadcast Traffic Professionals Day.
All right, it's coming up on 6:24 here on the Wake Up Crew.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the environment.
I just really like it. Of course, I'm in an apartment and I can come and go and do kind of what I want to.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
My husband felt much better when he passed away that I was taken care of here. We got married in 58 and in 60 he went in Air Force.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Dudley. Frustrations at the airport as Nashville International and other airports report ground stops and delays due to staffing shortages. Officials say the shortages mainly deal with air traffic control centers. Travelers at BNA saw delays averaging 67 minutes to 116 minutes. Further delays are possible this week as the government shutdown continues. Nashville was not alone as several major hubs across the country faced similar delays and shortages. One person has died, two others injured after a boating crash on Norris Lake Saturday morning. The TWRA says two vessels collided near the Highway 33 bridge around 8:30. Wildlife officers reported the victim that died was alone on his vessel, while two other people were on the other boat. All were fishing in the same bass tournament. Two people were taken to the UT Medical Center and have since been released. The TWRA says the boater that died was not wearing a life jacket. He was found in the water. More news in 30 seconds.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water. Then stir it with a shovel.
Wow. You sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
A staggering lottery jackpot capturing attention again. The estimated jackpot for Tuesday's Mega Millions drawing is nearly $800 million. The big prize has been growing since it was last won in Virginia on June 27th. Tuesday's $800 million jackpot has a cash value of $371 million after taxes if claimed in a lump sum. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
27 minutes after the hour, we've got good neighbor events coming up, another check of the weather. Also, our first look at traffic coming up your way as well. And Brandon Brooks is always standing by. He's been with us pretty much to the beginning of this show, really, hadn't he?
I don't know that we've done a show without Brandon.
I think you're right. I don't think we've ever done anything without Brandon Brooks. I think, what was it, birthdays and anniversaries and our today in history. I think that was with us from the very beginning.
Yeah.
I believe. Maybe we might have missed a day or two, but I think that was... I think that's been around from the beginning.
Celebrity birthdays, and I think Dalton disputes whether the dad joke was with us at the very beginning, but it was close.
I think it was real close. Maybe just a few days. I wish we'd have had the hindsight to save that first episode, that first show, because I think we'd have been shocked.
Of all the shows not to have, but I think we've got them from maybe not even 6 months in. 3 or 4 months in up until today.
You've been watching, I know you've been watching 911 Nashville. Is that how you say it? Or is it Nashville 911? It's 911 Nashville, isn't it?
I think something. I don't know.
They're going to have a crossover with 911 very soon.
Oh, did Angela Bassett get back from space because she had to go to space to do something?
I don't know. But that's a little scary that if you're already needing a crossover in your first 4 or 5 episodes, don't you think? I mean,
what makes it even, well, I guess that's on ABC too, isn't it? Okay.
Yeah.
I forgot that the original 911 started on Fox.
Right.
And then was picked up by ABC. So I didn't.
Whatever happened to 911 Texas, or what was it? Rob Lowe was in it.
Yeah. I think it suffered the fate of what happens with many spinoffs. I don't know. I've watched 911 Nashville, and I don't know if it's going to even get renewed.
It's a cross between Grey's Anatomy and Law and Order. I'm really having trouble finding the gist of all that. But
the things that are happening are just so corny, and the first two episodes are ending on cliffhangers, you know? So is every episode going to end on a cliffhanger? If so, that's going to get kind of, well.
Wow. You are not a fan, are you?
Well, in this next episode, I think we're going to see a firenado. How many of those have we had in Tennessee?
Well, yeah, but I mean, okay. I do agree with that. That might be a little bit difficult.
It's Chris O'Donnell's struggle to do a Southern accent. I would just rather him not do it.
Again, we go back to Chris O'Donnell, don't we?
Well, yeah.
I guarantee you Dalton will disagree with you. Are we ready to do some Today in History? I think we've got enough time to do them all, okay?
All right, here we go.
Turn to Turner Security.
In 1796, John Adams is elected as the second president of the United States of America. Wow. 1956, The Wizard of Oz first televised, and it was on CBS.
The wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz. And here he is, a wizard, if ever a wizard there was. If ever, ever a wizard there was, the Wizard of Oz is one, because
1975, Good Morning America premieres on ABC. That, do you? You weren't born.
I do. Charlie Gibson. I don't know if he was one of the first.
Well, David Hartman was an actor that they hired, and so was Nancy Dussault, and they were the first ones. And I think David Hartman was on for a good while.
Was he?
Yeah, and then Charlie Gibson was one. He was on for a long time. I really like Charlie Gibson. He's my favorite. One of my favorites.
Yeah, and then Spencer or something, he was the weatherman.
Yeah, so they've got like both of those morning shows today and Good Morning America. They have like 20 people on the show every day. Of course, David Letterman kidded Jimmy Fallon when he was on his show and said, "Is this the 24th hour of today?" Because they have so many different versions. All right, got to keep going. 1992, I Will Always Love You, single released by Whitney Houston. And in 1993, Greg Maddux becomes the first pitcher since Sandy Koufax to win the National League Cy Young Award in successive MLB seasons and the first in successive seasons with different teams, the Cubs in 1992 and the Braves in 93. And finally, in 2019, Olivia Newton-John's black leather outfit from the film Grease sells for $405,000. Thankful Brandon Brooks standing by with Rewind. Stay with us at 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind.
November 3rd, 1953.
Sing me a song of the saddle.
The release of the Western, The Last of the Pony Riders, starring Gene Autry in his final starring role. November 3rd, 1971.
The first time.
The release of the thriller,
Play Misty for Me.
Play Misty for Me, starring Clint Eastwood.
Get off my back, Evelyn.
November 3rd, 1984.
She touched by me.
Billy Ocean on top of the singles chart with Caribbean Queen.
And the hearts that beat at one.
I'm Brendan Brooks, and that's
no more love on the road.
Rewind.
Since 2013, the annual Progressive Keys to Progress event has provided deserving veterans with vehicles, helping our heroes drive their lives forward. Learn more about this program at keystoprogress.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We'll start off today with areas of fog. It could be dense in spots. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies and a high around 62 this afternoon. Conditions will be right again tonight for patchy fog to develop. Mostly clear as we bottom out around 36. Looking ahead toward Tuesday, starting off with that patchy fog, then sunny and warmer highs in the upper 60s. Mostly clear skies Tuesday night at a low of 45. I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now, it's 44 degrees.
Good morning. Starting to build again here in the last few minutes on 65 southbound, down through Millersville. It's looking a little bit better in Robertson County out in Pleasant View from the earlier wreck on 24 east at the 27-mile marker. Still dealing with some pretty dense fog out here in certain parts of Middle Tennessee this morning. Be careful. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery right here in Middle Tennessee. Check them out at strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by America Pest Control, Old National Bank, and the law offices of John Day.
Here's Tom Sweat with AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
AmeriCare's moisture control services include mold testing, mold remediation, crawl space repair, vapor barrier, sump pump installation, radon testing, radon mitigation, and basement waterproofing. If there's something wrong in your crawl space or basement, we can probably help. Just ask for a free inspection.
893-7111.
You're the best of the best to get rid of your pest.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
For over 78 years, WGNS has been keeping you informed. Thanks for tuning to your Good Neighbor station. Here's a way to make your Thanksgiving even more special. Be a part of the Borough Dash. This Thanksgiving tradition begins at 8 o'clock Thanksgiving morning at the Murfreesboro Civic Plaza. To sign up online, go to borough-.org. Remember to sign up for the Murfreesboro Christmas Parade. You can sign up anytime until December the 5th. That's the deadline. Get with Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. Are you an Alzheimer's or dementia caregiver? If you are, We Remember You Caregiver Support Group will help you. It meets on the second Tuesday of each month at 4 in the afternoon over at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Murfreesboro's annual tribute to our veterans will be next week, Veterans Day. It's on the Murfreesboro Square around our historic Rutherford County Courthouse, 11 o'clock in the morning next week, Tuesday, November the 11th. And if you can't make it in person, tune in to WGNS. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
This is Richard Parton, and I'd like to tell you about Adam's Place.
What have you enjoyed most?
The food. It's perfect. Well, the first 60 days that I was here, the only thing I ate was the filet, and that is still my favorite. That's really great. And you can just order what you'd like, and it's well prepared and delicious.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adam's Place and discover living a dream in your senior years.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do. But your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Whether it's a cough, a fever, or something you can't quite name, MMC Now makes care easy. Walk right in, get seen quickly, and your visit connects directly to your MMC doctor. Care you trust, with providers you know, with digital check-in and multiple locations around town. MMC Now is here when you need us.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
We've got CBS News headlines coming up right after our dad joke and the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf at 6:57 before CBS News. I've got a little dog tale to tell you in just a few minutes, Brian, about my beloved Chipper.
Oh, I like that dog tail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's a touching story.
Mm.
Yeah. So still alive, though. He hadn't died or anything.
I've got a not touching story about Skeeter.
Oh, okay. Well, we can put the two together and see how that works out. Time for a dad joke of the day, starting a brand new week here. Let's get off to a good start, Brian.
Well, I'm going to try. You know, I'm confused how a cemetery can raise its funeral prices and blame it on the cost of living.
I get it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Like
that's
inflation, okay. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. That was pretty good. It took me a minute. Sorry. Sorry for the delay.
That's okay.
We'll give that a thumbs up. But you kind of like him and haw a little bit too. I don't know.
Well, I was trying to stretch it out a little bit and make it a little more conversational.
That almost cost you. Almost lost, you know, attention.
CBS News Brief. One more day in the government shutdown will be the longest ever. On the eve of its 34th day, President Trump told CBS 60 Minutes.
This has happened like 18 times before. The Democrats always voted for an extension, always saying,
give us an extension. We'll work it out.
He says Republicans will not negotiate health care reform until the government reopens. The nation's food stamp program hangs in the balance. Lynette Hicks is among 42 million Americans who've been cut off.
No one's considering how this government shutdown is affecting the people like myself that rely on those SNAP benefits to feed our families.
Two girls in Louisiana are hospitalized after they fell from the basket of a Ferris wheel that got stuck upside down in midair. Ronald Brasseau was on the ride the night before.
To fall how far they fell, like, it was bad. It was bad. It was cracking. Like, they need to take this down.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Clocks across most of the United States, including Tennessee, fell back an hour on Sunday night as daylight savings time officially ended at 2 a.m. Residents in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and throughout Rutherford County are adjusting to earlier sunsets and darker commutes home. Despite continued debates among lawmakers, the seasonal time shift remains in effect for now. The current observance of standard time will continue through early March, offering brighter mornings but shortening evening daylight hours. Many health experts argue standard time may be better for overall well-being, while others push for permanent daylight savings time to extend evening light. In Nashville, for instance, sunrise jumped from 7:58 a.m. to 6:58 a.m. with the time change, while sunsets now occur around 4:32 p.m. If daylight savings time were permanent, Tennessee would see sunrises as late as 8:58 a.m. in the winter, but sunsets wouldn't happen until 5:32. The debate continues in Congress, but no immediate changes are expected. Meanwhile, a Murfreesboro resident has an extra reason to enjoy the early nightfall, winning $100,000 in Saturday night's Powerball drawing. The winning ticket was purchased at Publix on New Salem Highway and included the Power Play Multiplier. Another $50,000 ticket was sold in Kingston. Both winners matched four numbers plus the Powerball. As the excitement builds, the Powerball jackpot now climbs to $419 million, while the Mega Millions prize stands at $800 million ahead of Tuesday's drawing. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick, digestible format, check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian Barrett. Here at the radio station, we needed a security solution to keep the staff safe while also giving us some flexibility with guests entering the building. I've tried to find a solution for years, met countless representatives, and they all said it can't be done. That is, until I turned to Turner Security. Not only is it's done right. For your home or business, take it from me. Turner Security is the only place I'd turn.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adam's Place. Okay, well, because of the desserts, it's very important to go to exercise. They have water aerobics at the pool. They have yoga classes, yoga stretch and balance, which is pretty important for all of us at any age.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adam's Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart. 615-904-9111.
Hey, this is Taylor with Bell Jewelers inviting you to our exclusive one-day-only estate jewelry event. It's going to be on Thursday, November 13th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And I can't stress enough that it is one day only. One day only estate jewelry event. Thursday, November 13th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's at Bell Jewelers at 821 Northwest Broad Street across from Toots.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you. That's RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle Right.
It's all on you. Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right, Tennessee.
Go to recycleright.tn.com.
Recycle right, Tennessee.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Dudley. Federal authorities have released new numbers from the Memphis Safe Task Force. According to U.S. Marshals, 1,862 arrests were made in October alone. Authorities say at least 10 of those arrests were wanted for ongoing homicide investigations. They also shared that 313 guns have been seized, 88 missing children have been found, and 132 known gang members have been arrested. In Gibson County, the town of Trenton has celebrated 200 years of heritage with a big event over the weekend. The bicentennial celebration featured tours of historic sites, cemeteries, as well as a showcase of the famous Trenton Teapot Collection. The collection was donated to the town by Frederick Freed and the family. It features a priceless collection of more than 500 teapots, and they're all held today in a museum. The celebration also included local artists and food vendors.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay, what's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water. Then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Updated information shows nearly 700 workers are facing layoffs at a General Motors battery facility in Spring Hill. The WARN notice, as it's called, notes 710 employees face the cuts. The plant's layoffs are scheduled to begin on January 5th. GM filed the notice on October 29th. The notice states that employees at the facility are represented by a union, but they can't replace or move into another worker's position to avoid being laid off. Leaders say the state's rapid response team will work with the company to coordinate services for affected workers. Will Dudley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 here on the Wake Up Crew. Please drive carefully out there this morning, and weather has become really fallish, hadn't it, Brian? I mean, it's kind of settled in a little bit.
All of a sudden, too.
Had some off and on showers last week, and but the leaves are starting to turn. Particularly, I can see my backyard from my vantage point here, and the leaves are starting to turn yellow.
I can tell when it gets close. That's when I've got those big maple trees in my front yard, and so my yard will soon be full of leaves, but they're starting to fall, and, you know, it gets a little windy when there's a shower or whatever, and they're coming off in pretty good amounts now.
Can hardly beat an old maple tree. They're not.
I just don't like the leaves. I'll try to mow probably one more time and cut the leaves with the grass and be ready for winter.
Yeah, I think my grass is covered in leaves, so I'm going to have somebody come out and mow the leaves. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
All right. Ready for my chipper story?
Yes, let's give him a good introduction.
Everybody loves Chipper Jones.
Right now, he is sitting on the couch watching me do my thing here remotely. But it's a cute little story. When I first came home from surgery, my daughter decided to stay in the bedroom next door, and in my bedroom, actually, and I slept on the recliner. And that just tore that dog all to pieces. He didn't understand why there were invaders. You know? And he tossed and turned and wouldn't sit still. He'd sit in my lap for a while. Then he'd go over and sit with her. And it was just crazy back and forth. The minute she left, the 2 days she was here, then she went back, he became normal. He just immediately became normal again. It's funny how dogs get that bondness with you, you know, and it just tears your world up, and you don't think it does, but it does.
Well, that's why when one of the kids come over or whatever, our dogs act stupid, you know, and it's just because they're excited and something's different and they don't know what's going on. And, happens at Christmas and the holidays and everybody's there. We have lunch at the house or whatnot, and they don't understand what's happening.
Did you say yours get excited when the other dogs come over too?
Oh yeah.
I mean, mine didn't know how to act. I mean, because he never sees another dog, and he just annoys them. You know, you've seen that up front with yours. But I don't know. But it's just hard to I can't let mine out in the street. I mean, I just can't let mine just go out in the front yard and hang out because he'll chase somebody or chase something. And he won't hurt the person, but, you know, the person doesn't know that. So,
and he might get himself hurt if he's not careful.
And what did your sweet little Scooter do? What did he do, Skeeter? What did he do?
Oh, he got in big trouble. Big trouble. I went to lunch on Sunday, and, you know, I'd been gone for church, came home, let him out. Everything was fine. I've got my new couch, but I got a dog bed, but I have to put the dog bed up because it's always in the floor when I get back and flipped over. He somehow figured out how to unzip it, and I'll still never understand that. But for the first time ever, he started chewing on my recliner a little bit. I saw evidence of it.
Oh, no. No, no. Well, why? It's odd that he's older than he is, and he's just now starting to go after recliners.
I mean, it's been there the whole time. It must be. He did it a little bit on the couch. I don't know, but on the old couch. So maybe this is his way of forcing me to get new furniture, but I bought a this is probably very me, but I bought a denim gray patch, and I patched over the little hole there that he made.
That's not that abnormal. I've ordered some armchair covers for my couch, try to match them, because when I come home, and you know, if I've got anything on my arm, I put my arm up there on the shoulder of the couch, and it looks terrible. So I've always get armchairs. I don't know what's worse, but at least it's cleaner if you decide to sell it or get rid of it. So
that's what I need to do. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, get you some armchair covers. Of course, he'll probably chew them.
Well, I'd rather him chew that than the actual chair.
Absolutely. All right, let's go to our birthdays today.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
In 1871, Stephen Crane, American novelist, he wrote The Red Badge of Courage, was born. Born in 1880, Grantland Rice, American sports writer. We had the Grantland Rice Bowl in Murfreesboro for many, many years because he was born in Murfreesboro.
Is this November 3rd?
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I reading a wrong one? Okay.
I believe.
1921, Charles Bronson, born, American actor. By the way, happy birthday to those other people.
Yeah.
1949, Larry Holmes, American boxer. Won 20 successful title defenses. 1957, Dolph Lundgren, actor. He was in Rocky IV. What's your favorite Rocky movie?
The one with Mr. T in it?
Yeah, Rocky III. That is the best one.
Yeah.
I don't care what anybody says. It's the best one. And finally, in 1995, Kendall Jenner, American model and TV personality, was born. And you've got the birthday list for us, Brian.
All right, here we go with birthdays for yesterday. Brad Rowling, Dr. Shane Webb, Tara McDougall, Dustin Smith, Bill Jones, Joe Atwood, Austin Worley. And today, Jonathan Jordan, Michael Voss, also Tabby Caldwell, Adam Rose, Randy O'Brien, Anita Flagg, Susan Zombo, and Jeff Murphy.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We'll start off today with areas of fog. It could be dense in spots. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies and a high around 62 this afternoon. Conditions will be right again tonight for patchy fog to develop. Mostly clear as we bottom out around 36. Looking ahead toward Tuesday, starting off with that patchy fog, then sunny and warmer highs in the upper 60s. Mostly clear skies Tuesday night at a low of 45. I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now, it's 44 degrees.
Hey, did you see that crowd last week?
Well, it's the 50th season. What'd you expect? Fireworks?
Nah, just sweet corn and smiles.
This year marks 50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Good morning. With this fog out here, please give yourself extra travel time as it starts to get a little bit heavier now on 24 westbound at Bell Road. All that traffic flowing up through the Antioch area right now, coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County on 24 westbound. It's a little bit slow now, 65 southbound here at Trinity Lane. When you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery right here in Middle Tennessee. Check them out first at strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
SRM Concrete is the largest ready-mix producer in the country, yet is still family-owned and operated. Locally grown, nationally known, SRM delivers unmatched quality and service. You call, we haul. We're SRM Concrete.
Shut up and say,
well, those deals never seem to stop.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
We have doors.
Shopping at the Restore.
Yes, we have doors. We have interior and exterior doors available.
Hey, come check them out.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
This is Richard Parton, and I'd like to tell you about Adams Place. Don't wait too late. You have everything you need here. You can go across the street to Walmart, go down the road to Hardee's and have breakfast, or whatever you'd like today. It's just a great place to be. Good location, no problem.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart. 615-904-9111.
CBS Entertainment, after all that candy over the weekend, maybe you journeyed into Sherwood Forest.
Nothing will keep them safe from vengeance.
Newcomer Jack Patton plays the legendary Robin Hood in the new series on MGM+. He says this version is a big-time departure from anything you've seen before.
Do I go down that route of watching Russell Crowe and all the past Robin Hoods that have come before me, but we agreed that it was better to keep sort of doing what we're doing.
Robin Hood is streaming on MGM+. So is a sequel coming for K-pop Demon Hunters? Maybe. Even Rei Ami, the actress and singer behind Zoe, said over the weekend, "I'm waiting for the call, just like you." For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58. Brian, who's our good neighbor today?
Well, today's good neighbor is Bethany Cole. Bethany is our good neighbor for always being welcoming and friendly. So today, Bethany is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and our friends at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and WGNS Radio. So congratulations to Bethany. Thanks to Ryan Flowers. And today's good neighbor tribute poured by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and honoring the neighbors who build up Rutherford County with their kindness and service. You can text neighbor to 615-893-1450 to get in your good neighbor nominations to us here at WGNS, or head to wgnsradio.com/good neighbor to get them in. Also, don't forget the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. In about an hour, we're going to announce the names, so you've got just a few minutes to get those into us. 615-893-1450. We start compiling that list around 7:30, so get them in before then.
This is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. If you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too. Call the Law Offices of John Day.
And it's 6:58, and it's time for the news at 7.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
President Trump on shutdown negotiations.
I'm not going to do it by being extorted by the Democrats.
Countdown to Election Day.
The Big Apple's high-stakes race for mayor is among the contests to watch.
London stabbing attack.
Guys suddenly run past going, run, run. You know, like a guy just stabbing everyone.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, a food crisis is unfolding for millions of Americans because of the government shutdown. And today we'll learn if the White House will comply with the judge's order to restart SNAP benefits. CBS's Nancy Cordes reports President Trump had his say on 60 Minutes.
What are you doing as president to end the shutdown?
Well, all we're doing is we keep voting. I mean, the Republicans are voting almost unanimously to end it, and the Democrats keep voting against ending it. You know, they've never had this. This has happened like 18 times before. The Democrats always voted for an extension, always saying, give us an extension, we'll work it out. They've lost their way. They've become crazed lunatics. And all they have to do, Nora, is say, Let's vote.
On 60 Minutes Sunday, President Trump blamed Democrats for the now 34-day government shutdown. Democratic lawmakers have been holding out for an extension of Obamacare premium subsidies, which are set to expire at the end of the year.
You're saying your plan is to tell the Democrats to vote to end the shutdown?
Correct. Very simple.
And that you will put forward a health care plan?
No. We will work on fixing the bad health care that we have right now. We have terrible health care at too expensive for the people, not for the government, for the people.
With lawmakers in a stalemate, millions of Americans are now worried they won't be able to afford groceries if SNAP or food stamp funding is frozen. On Friday, President Trump warned our government lawyers do not think we have the legal authority to pay SNAP with certain monies we have available. Two separate courts disagreed and ordered the administration to use contingency funds to prevent a lapse in food assistance benefits.
The shutdowns had a big impact on air travel, with half of the 30 busiest airports dealing with a shortage of air traffic controllers. CBS's Chris Van Cleve is at the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport.
This week really could be a tipping point when it comes to reliability at the nation's airports. Think back to the last shutdown. It was right around 30 days when you started to see TSA wait times surging at airports across the country and air traffic controller staffing issues resulting in basically a paralyzed New York City airspace. But now we're seeing these issues randomly across the system. Half of the nation's 30 busiest airports getting hit with air traffic control staffing issues on the same day in New York on Friday. 80% of air traffic controllers were out sick. Now, these issues really started to soar after those folks that are working without pay missed that pay period last week.
Kimberly Clark says it will buy Tylenol maker Kenvue in a $48.7 billion deal. Election day is tomorrow, with the focus on governor's races in New Jersey and Virginia and the battle for New York City mayor. Here's CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
As tens of thousands ran the New York City Marathon, the city's candidates for mayor inched closer to their finish line. Polls show Zohran Mamdani, the 34-year-old Democratic socialist, and a former governor, Andrew Cuomo, is running as an independent, and Republican Curtis Sliwa. Mamdani's push to freeze rent, make city buses free, and past criticism of Israel that some critics call anti-Semitic has President Trump vowing to get more involved in city affairs. Former President Barack Obama campaigned with the Democratic candidates for governor in New Jersey and Virginia. Polls show Virginia, home to hundreds of thousands of federal employees affected by Trump's so-called DOGE spending cuts, looks poised to elect Democrat Abigail Spanberger over Republican Winsome Earl Sears. But in New Jersey, Republicans are hoping Jack Cittarelli can win back the governorship for the GOP in a state Trump has never won.
At least three people were killed in a weekend strike by the U.S. military on a suspected drug boat in the Caribbean. Now to London, CBS's Elizabeth Palmer has the latest on a stabbing attack on a train.
Train passengers ran down the platform in panic to escape from 32-year-old Anthony Williams, armed with a knife. Without warning, he'd started stabbing people on the train. At first, many thought it was a Halloween prank.
Where is that guy?
Until it turned horribly real. Ollie Foster.
And then I put my hand on this chair. Like just trying to push myself forward. And then I look at my hand and it's covered in blood.
8 minutes from the start of the attack, Williams was under arrest. Williams has now been charged with 10 counts of attempted murder, and police say this was not a terrorist attack.
5 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The FBI is investigating a weekend explosion at Harvard Medical School. CBS News Boston reporter Samantha Cheney.
According to Harvard's police department, there was an explosion on the fourth floor of the medical school's Goldenson building. Police say the explosion was intentional and released photos showing two men who they say may be responsible.
To, you know, wake up in the morning and know that it's so close to you, it's never settling.
And though police say no one was actually hurt during this incident, some say they can't help but to feel on edge.
Reports say the head of the FDA's drug division stepped down yesterday amid an investigation into criticism he leveled about a drug linked to an ex-business associate. Dr. George Tidmarsh is now the target of a lawsuit alleging extortion. It seems AI is making it easier for criminals to scam us.
Financial analyst Dustin Smith with Wealth Enhancement Group says AI offers fraudsters free tools.
You can have AI craft fake emails, fake websites, maybe even go as far as faking your voice or even being a fake person on a video chat.
Smith says scammers like to create urgency.
They want to make sure that, you know, you need to do this right now. So first and foremost, slow down, take a breath, right?
He says never click on links in strange texts or emails. Only use a company's official website. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
A record-setting moment yesterday in the NFL.
68 yards away. It's up there. It's out there. And it's good. It's good from 68.
The call on Fox says Cam Little of the Jacksonville Jaguars connected on a record 68-yard field goal in a win over Las Vegas. Justin Tucker of the Baltimore Ravens had the previous record, a 66-yarder back in 2021. Time on the roundup. 8 past the hour.
You could think you found your dream home online. The kitchen island looks perfect for your inner chef. The backyard, a paradise for your green thumb. And that extra room, hello walk-in closet. But here's the twist. The lot next door just got rezoned for years of construction. And this sound, yeah, you're going to be hearing a lot of that. Don't let your dream home turn into a nightmare. Work with the expertise and ethical training of a realtor, here to guide and help protect you from the surprises you didn't see coming. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors, right by you.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Millions of finds, each with a story. eBay. Things people love.
That's the latest from CBS News Radio. I'm Steve Kathan. The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett continues now here on News Radio WGNS.
Thanks, Steve. I'm Brian Barrett, joined by John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett. It's the second hour of the Wake Up Crew here this morning, straight ahead. Also, a check of traffic and weather together. This update is brought to you by locally owned and operated Toots.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and we want to thank you for 40 great years of good food and fun.
At Toots, we still have the same specials, the same quality, the same portion sizes, even after 40 years.
And we have the best kids menu in town.
And our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We'll start off today with areas of fog. It could be dense in spots. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies and a high around 62 this afternoon. Conditions will be right again tonight for patchy fog to develop. Mostly clear as we bottom out around 36. Looking ahead toward Tuesday, starting off with that patchy fog, then sunny and warmer highs in the upper 60s. Mostly clear skies Tuesday night at a low of 45. I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now, it's 44 degrees.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Good morning. There's been a couple of wrecks out here. Lots of fog, that's for sure, throughout parts of Middle Tennessee. It's starting to load up with more volume with in a couple of spots, like I-40 coming down through the Mount Juliet area in from Wilson County on 40 going westbound as 24 starts to get heavy as well, especially westbound at Bell Road there at Haywood Lane, all that traffic coming in from Murfreesboro. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
You bringing your tomatoes this Friday?
Sure am. Pick fresh this morning.
And I'll bring the sourdough.
Rutherford County Farmers Market, Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1, at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS. With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Second hour of the Wake Up Crew underway here for this Monday, November the 3. Yep, 1780, our number of episodes, and this is the week that we grumble a lot about losing our sunlight. It's a little better in the mornings for you, but gosh, afternoons. Yeah, time change happened yesterday, and here we are. But
past... You won't be well until after we get over it.
No.
Change the time again.
I don't like it. It's depressing.
Can you imagine people work 9 to 5 or 8 to 5? Right. I remember getting out of school, and if you worked late at all, you were driving home at night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's, you know, if you get out, like these high schools, some of these high schools get out at 3:30. Well, by the time the bus gets your kid home, it's dark. And it's not fun.
Well,
it's depressing.
And that was kind of the argument as why schools didn't necessarily care for it or like it or whatever, because in daylight saving time, you've got more darkness early. So, but I don't know. I don't think you can win one way or the other. I just don't like the changing back and forth. It messes with you mentally and physically and sleeping and all that.
Wow, you are down on it.
I am. I just wish that just do something, whatever it is, and let's stick with it.
This was paid for by...
Well, since we have passed the Halloween holiday in our season of Hallow Thankmas, we have gotten rid of the Hallow, and now it's just Turkey Day, which is 24 days away. And I'm not sure why I started the Christmas countdown so early, but here it is. 52 days until Christmas.
Wow. You don't usually start that till after Thanksgiving, pal.
I know. But I'm trying to get folks ready since there are so few days between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas parades, all that kind of stuff's going to be happening real quick.
Yep. In fact, a Christmas parade for Murfreesboro is the 14th. So,
see, that seems late to me for some reason. I used to think it was like the first week of December, but oh well, what do I know?
Now you're making me wonder if I got it right, but it is the 14th. Last year, Smyrna and Murfreesboro had their parades at the same time on the same day. But Smyrna's is usually the first Sunday, and then Murfreesboro's is the second Sunday. So Smyrna's is going to be on the 7th.
I got you. Okay. That's the reason they'll back that up. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't like having them both on the same day.
No.
Because if you only see one, you can't see the other.
And looks like it's the 50th one, too, by the way. Didn't realize that.
Very special.
Their theme is a Tennessee Christmas, and Murfreesboro's theme is a sweet Christmas.
Aww.
So I know that Wayne Blair and Rick Hall are, since it's the 50th annual, I think they're going to do the emceeing of the parade.
Oh, cool.
And then we're working on plans to do our big GTV coverage of the Murfreesboro Parade on the 14th.
And who's in charge of that?
In charge of it? I don't know that anyone is in charge of it, but Dalton's working on it. He's got a document with stuff on there, and he's working hard on it.
Wow. That kind of interests me that he's so interested in doing that.
I know.
But he likes the video stuff. He likes the TV. He's behind the scenes of the television network.
Yeah. Some pretty cool ideas. I think we're going to try to arrange maybe a conversation with Santa.
Ah.
Maybe even have Santa come and be with us on the Wake Up Crew at some point.
Oh, wow.
And join us for a day. Maybe even play, you know, random questions or something like that with Santa.
Have you ever noticed that the guests we've had on the Wake Up Crew never come back?
That's true. I think our friends from Seven Brew had a good time last week, but I haven't heard back from them. But
let's see, my point.
Am I being ghosted?
Alexa hasn't come back.
No, that's true.
She went to Europe to get away from us. That's how far she went.
True. Oh, gosh. But, yeah, I think doing it for the first time, it's going to be interesting, but we're going to give it a shot. And then I think there are plans for us on Christmas Eve and day to have a playback of some of the parades. So if you went and whatever, you could watch that one. Hopefully we're going to be able to put the Smyrna parade on there too, working with folks on that. So we've got some plans at least.
We don't know if they're going to work or not, but we've got plans.
Yeah. We've got to get you well enough to be able to climb a ladder to get into the back of a truck.
Why is it always so difficult? Why? Why do y'all make it so difficult for me?
Well, I think we're going to try to get a ladder, borrow a truck, set up in the back of the truck so we can put the stools in the back of the truck so the two of you can see. I'm the one who's got the worst job. I have to run down people in the parade route and talk to them.
I'm really surprised you took that job too, but hey, I'm glad.
It won't be bad. Maybe it'll be fun. But anyway, that's some of the things we got coming up here. Wake Up Crew time, 7:19. Here's sports.
This is News Radio WGNS. Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Seattle Seahawks are now 6-2 after dominating Sunday night's NFL game at Washington 38-14. Sam Darnold with four touchdown passes on their first four drives. Washington star quarterback Jaden Daniels suffered a significant left arm injury mid-fourth quarter. He was still in the game when the Commanders were down 38-7. Buffalo 6-2 after beating Kansas City 28-21. Josh Allen with three total touchdowns. Jacksonville won in overtime at Las Vegas 30-29. Cam Little of the Jags kicked a 68-yard field goal at the end of the first half, a new NFL record. The Rams got four touchdown passes from Matthew Stafford to beat New Orleans 34-10. Road wins for the Chargers and Denver. New England edged Atlanta 24-23. Falcons missed an extra point kick. Pittsburgh beat the Colts 27-20. And Kyle Larson won NASCAR's season championship.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all. Illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adam's Place. The food, of course, is wonderful. It really is.
sitting down in the dining room with a group of people. We talk, we laugh. It just makes you feel good. Everyone is very warm and welcoming, and that is very nice.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart. 615-904-9111.
This is a paid legal ad.
At the Law Offices of John Day, we take only real cases that make a real difference.
The Law Offices of John Day took the burden really off of my shoulders.
So if you think you're going to get rich quick with a frivolous case, I'm not the lawyer for you.
I want you to know that I appreciate everything you have done so much. I know you went over and beyond.
If we're not able to help or aren't the right lawyer for you, we'll do the best to point you in the right direction. If you've been injured, call the Law Offices of John Day for a free consultation.
Does your home need freshening up? Let our family at Farrah Construction help you. We do painting, new flooring, anything that you need. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Farrah Construction offers high-quality craftsmanship, quick response, and attention to detail. For home restoration at a price you can afford, Farrah Construction can get the job done, no matter how big or small it is. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
Your good health, that's what we're talking about this morning. Here we are in November, a brand new month. Kim Dunaway is with us from Sunshine Nutrition Center. And November is National Diabetes Month. That's something that more and more people are impacted with.
Yes, the amount of adults that have diabetes is very, very high. It's extremely expensive to treat diabetes, so a huge amount of dollars that are spent every year in healthcare costs are related to diabetes in some way. So yeah, it's a tremendous, and of course it comes down to food choices, right? The way that we eat is definitely leading to the increase of that, and even in childhood diabetes as well. So it's a big, big deal.
So you're saying be careful with what you eat, and when you do that, you reduce diabetes.
Absolutely, yes. And the funny thing is, it's diabetes is kind of like a chronic kidney disease. It's a kind of a silent disorder, right? You don't wake up one day and you go, you know, I think I have diabetes. It doesn't have those kind of same symptoms that it has if you have, you know, a lung disease and you can't breathe, right? It's very, very silent. And unless you go and you get blood work drawn, you may not even know that you have it. And so, and they've actually decreased the level for which they diagnose people with diabetes. It used to be like a 7 on your A1C, and now it's a 6.5, right? So more people qualify for diabetes now than what they used to also. And when we think about diabetes, people immediately think about sugar and sweets and processed carbohydrates, or sometimes people think about all carbohydrates. And so there's a lot of misinformation out there as to how you should go about treating diabetes in a nutrition way. What does the diet look like? So immediately people go, oh, it means I can't eat any carbs. Well, no, your body needs carbs. It needs carbs to run on. It's about quality carbs, right? So these are typically carbohydrates that are going to be high in fiber. So if you think about most carbohydrates that people eat, chips, crackers, white bread, those things don't have any fiber in them. What that fiber does is it helps to lessen the glycemic response in our body, meaning that if you go and you have a white piece of bread, and goodness forbid if you put sweetened jelly on it, right? And that's going to have a very, very quick rise on your blood sugar, almost as if I just gave you some jelly beans. Very, very quick rise, very, very quick decline, and a dip into your blood sugar, now putting you in a low blood sugar situation. What most people do in that situation is they go and they have more sugar, and then their blood sugar goes up, and then it crashes down, and they're just on this roller coaster all day long. It's not a good place to be. Nobody feels good when their blood sugar is high. Nobody feels good when it's low. What you want is that sort of midway point, which is what fiber does. Fiber keeps that response from a really, really sharp incline and a really, really sharp decline. Okay, so your fiber-rich carbohydrates are obviously going to be vegetables, for starters. All of your vegetables have lots of fiber. Your whole grains, like oatmeal, like whole wheat, buckwheat, whole grain breads, whole grain cereals, those types of things, not muffins, pastries, crackers that aren't whole grain. All of those things are in that refined and starchy grain. So your blood sugar response is going to be very different based upon whether or not you picked something like Ezekiel bread and whether or not you picked bunny bread. Okay. So that's one piece of it. fiber, again, is in all of your fruits. So then a lot of people a lot of times are very reluctant to eat fruit when they have diabetes. And I will counsel my clients that we're not going to have fruit by itself, but we're going to combine it with another fat, or we're going to combine it with a protein food. So, in for instance, instead of having a plain banana, we're going to have a banana with peanut butter, or we're going to have a banana with cheese or some other type of protein or fat food, so that it, again, lessens like glycemic response. The type of sugar that's in fruit is something called fructose, and it's very low glycemic compared to something like sucrose that you're going to get in soft drinks, for instance. So it is a better sweetener, but we still don't ever want a diet person who has diabetes to have carbs alone. Like, you would never have just plain tortilla chips. We're going to have tortilla chips with hummus or with some type of a meat, for instance, to lessen the response. So the goal, in a nutshell, right, is that if you have diabetes, you're going to want to have a protein food at each meal and at each snack, and you're going to want to have a portion-controlled carbohydrate at each of those as well. For most men, that's going to look like about two handfuls of carbs or starches, and for most women, that might look like maybe one or one and a half handfuls per meal of each starch. So that sort of gives people a visual of what they're kind of looking for. Some cases, it might mean that your protein portion and your starch portion look the same, and we have unlimited amount of vegetables.
Kim, for a person who's been diagnosed as having diabetes, can you turn back and move away from diabetes back to normal?
So we're talking about adult onset diabetes or type 2 diabetes. Type 2 diabetes is reversible, especially if you're not insulin dependent. I know of a lot of people who don't have diabetes anymore because they change their lifestyle and they change their eating habits. But I also know a lot of people who did absolutely nothing about it and they became insulin dependent. So you choose what path that you want to take, but it is 100% reversible. We're talking about type 1 diabetes or juvenile onset, that is insulin dependent, that's not reversible. But the majority of diabetes in this country is what we're talking about is type 2 diabetes, and yes, that is.
Kim, where is Sunshine Nutrition Center located?
We're located at 621 South Church Street here in Murfreesboro and in Smyrna, 901 Rock Springs Road.
Kim Dunaway at Sunshine Nutrition Center is there to help you.
Dozens of vendors, one local tradition.
Plump, juicy tomatoes.
The Farmer's Market, every Tuesday and Friday, 7 a.m. to 1.
Pick fresh this morning
at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Farm fresh eggs.
At 315 John R. Rice Boulevard.
50 years strong. Come see why.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Through sharing change, MTE members round up their bills to support local nonprofits. Find out more how your spare change can make a difference at sharingchange.org.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a disciplined approach to investing. Call 615-907-7056 for an opportunity to discuss your situation. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Lynn Drury at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
We have a wonderful staff and the residents. We've made many new friends. And the staff and the residents relate so well to each other that it makes it like a family. We've been able to still have our neighbors come over and our church friends come.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
Clark's Auction Company will get you top dollar for your property.
Whether you're buying or selling a home or commercial property, the auction is just so much easier, quicker, smoother.
My wife and I sold our personal home. The house brought about 20% more than we were going to ask for.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:30 as we continue the Wake Up Crew here for a Monday morning. And it's time to talk some birthdays, John.
Yeah, yesterday we had Brad Rawling, Dr. Shane Webb, Tara McDougall, Dustin Smith, Bill Jones, Joe Atwood, and Austin Worley. Today, we celebrate Jonathan Jordan, Michael Voss, Tabby Caldwell, Adam Rose, Randy O'Brien, Anita Flagg, Susan Zombo, and Jeff Murphy.
Those are the names that we had coming into the morning now. If you've called or text since then, we'll add that special person to the birthday list. If you haven't, now's kind of your deadline to get in birthdays for today, the 3rd, yesterday, the 2nd, 615-893-1450.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. Seriously injured? Call the law offices of John Day.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We'll start off today with areas of fog. It could be dense in spots. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies and a high around 62 this afternoon. Conditions will be right again tonight for patchy fog to develop. Mostly clear as we bottom out around 36. Looking ahead toward Tuesday, starting off with that patchy fog, then sunny and warmer highs in the upper 60s. Mostly clear skies Tuesday night at a low of 45. I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now, it's 44 degrees.
Good morning. Some dense fog still out here in certain areas throughout Middle Tennessee. Be careful. Here's what we're seeing. Heavier traffic 24 west at Bell Road up by Haywood Lane. Still trying to get out of Rutherford County into Davidson right now. It's pretty heavy with that normal buildup there on 24 westbound through the Antioch area. It's crowded 65 south here at Trinity Lane. It continues to build on 40 westbound as you come through the Mount Juliet area, leaving Wilson County towards Davidson. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery right here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
The Federal Communications Commission has taken a pivotal first step towards allowing state prisons to jam contraband cell phone signals. Technology Tennessee officials say could drastically improve safety inside of correctional facilities. Tennessee Department of Corrections Commissioner Frank Strada described the move as a game changer, equating illegal cell phones to weapons due to their role in enabling organized crimes, escapes, and even contract killings from behind bars. A notable example occurred in Roane County in 2005 when an inmate used a cell phone to coordinate an escape that led to the fatal shooting of a corrections officer, Wayne Morgan. The new proposal would allow targeted jamming that neutralizes phone signals within prison walls without disrupting nearby communities. Tennessee lawmakers in Washington have worked closely with the FCC to support the initiative, which is still in its public feedback phase before a final vote. Meanwhile, residents in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and across Rutherford County are being warned by the Better Business Bureau about a wave of phishing scams involving fake banks and loan processors. Scammers are making multiple daily calls, claiming to finalize loans or verify financial accounts using spoofed numbers and professional language to appear legitimate. These fraudulent schemes aim to steal sensitive data, such as social security numbers or bank details. BBB President Robin Householder urges residents to stay skeptical, verify all unsolicited calls, and report suspicious activity at bbb.org/scamtracker. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, which is part of your Good Neighbor Network. And I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Howdy, y'all. My name's Bob Starr. I own and operate Pilgrimage Farm in Lewisburg, Tennessee. I've been in business for 8 years. I am a mushroom and specialty produce farm that also does wild foraged food. So I'm set up here at Rutherford County Farmers Market Tuesdays and Fridays. And if you've got something interesting on your menu, come on out and see what's wild. My name's Bob Starr. I own and operate Pilgrimage Farm in Lewisburg, Tennessee. I am a mushroom and specialty produce farm that also does wild foraged food.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open. Tana Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adams Place. People are so friendly. You're never in the hallways, but what you meet someone who says, "Hi, how are you?" Everyone is very warm and welcoming. It's very nice. Adams Place, it is a wonderful place to live.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years. Adams Place, on Memorial across from Walmart. Call us at 615-904-9111.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:35 our time here for this Monday, November the 3rd. And it's time for trivia. And this morning, since we have turned the page to November, it's going to be, well, maybe hard. I don't know. Thanksgiving trivia.
Oh, no. You picked out this trivia, too, so it's going to be hard.
I did. So, which presidential bigwig decided that turkeys deserved a second chance at life? So, pretty much the first president to pardon a turkey. Was it Dwight Eisenhower?
What?
Yeah. You know, they pardoned the turkey at Thanksgiving. So, the first president to do that, was it Eisenhower, Kennedy, or Truman? They're all basically in that same time frame.
I have no idea.
It doesn't. Truman? Yeah, I was thinking that. It doesn't sound like an Eisenhower thing to do, but let's see. Is it Truman? That is correct. He was the first to do it. Who penned the classic rhyme about Mary's mischievous lamb that followed her around like a sidekick? Emily Dickinson, Louisa May Alcott, Lady Gaga, or Sarah Josephia Hale?
Okay, so you couldn't even pronounce one of them. So, let's see. Don't think it was Lady Gaga.
No, I think we can. So, we got a one in three.
Louisa May Alcott, and what's the other one?
Emily Dickinson. I guess we're talking about Mary Had a Little Lamb?
Yeah. Let's go with them. I don't know.
Let's see. We'll try. Well, it was the one I couldn't pronounce. Sarah... Josephia Hale.
Because I didn't think the other two had written it, so that kind of eliminated that.
Which Clucky organization is in charge of delivering the president's annual feathered VIP guest? Is it the National Turkey Federation, the American Poultry Association, the United States Turkey Council, or NASA?
Did you do any research before you looked any of these trivia questions up? Okay.
No.
The poultry thing.
American Poultry Association?
Yeah.
It was the National Turkey Federation.
There's a National Turkey Federation?
Apparently so.
Okay. All right.
What high-flying spectacle was mysteriously absent from the very first Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? Hint. No giant helium-filled surprises. Was it balloons, marching bands, fireworks, or floats?
Well, if the hint was there was no helium, I would take it, then there weren't any balloons.
That's what I would think, and that is correct. The first Macy's parade did not feature balloons. They had live animals from the Central Zoo Park.
Oh, wow. Big elephant going down Times Square. Okay.
That's crazy. Besides the shopping frenzy known as Black Friday, what other meaningful day do we celebrate the day after Thanksgiving Day? Is it Cyber Monday, Easter, Native American Heritage Day, or Small Business Saturday?
Cyber Monday, isn't it?
Well, this says it's the day after Thanksgiving, so... I would think it's not Cyber Monday or Small Business Saturday, and it can't be Easter, so it must be Native American Heritage Day.
Oh, okay. That sounds good to me.
That is correct. That was a recent designation, too, by the way. One more. How many brave souls sailed the Mayflower embarking on the historic Thanksgiving journey to the New World? Was it 150, 120, 102, or 10,000?
Can I just say right now, I don't like you at all.
102 sounds very specific for some reason.
Yeah. Are you going to go with that?
I think so. Let's see. And that is correct. 102 passengers aboard the Mayflower. And that's Thanksgiving trivia.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit recycleright.tn.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you.
Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right, Tennessee.
Recycling isn't just about tossing materials in a bin, it's about knowing which materials are accepted. Go to recycleright.tn.com.
Recycle right, Tennessee.
If your job situation is changing because of layoffs or restructuring, you may have to make several decisions. One important decision may be what to do with your retirement plan. Make sure your retirement stays on track. I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, and I'd like to help. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Shop and save.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
We have paint all kinds of colors.
We have brushes and rollers for your paint project, too.
Hey, don't forget the cabinets.
We have all kinds of cabinets for any project you may be working on.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
Brighten up your face and make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Get rid of brown splotches, red marks on our face, as well as fine lines and wrinkles. Look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
On Heritage Park Drive, behind SunTrust Bank.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:42, John and I wrapping up the Wake Up Crew for this Monday morning, November 3rd, episode 1780 here today of the show. Saying good morning to Bethany Cole, our SRM Concrete good neighbor of the day, for always being welcoming and friendly. Bethany Cole today, the recipient of flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts on South Academy Street and WGNS Radio. So congrats to Bethany Cole and our SRM Concrete Good Neighbor Tribute, brought to you by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and honoring the neighbors who build up Rutherford County with their kindness and service. Easy to send us a good neighbor of the day. Text NEIGHBOR to 615-893-1450. It's been our number since the beginning. And you can text that number with the word neighbor and get a reply and just tap on the link, fill it out. You can do that as many times as you want. You can save that link, too, in your web browser there. So don't forget birthdays on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club coming up here at the top of the hour-ish as well. Here on WGNS, Rutherford Issues, and also Roundtable a bit later on here in the morning. Action Line, of course, coming up next. But the Wake Up Crew has been powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. You can join MTE's EV Car Club, open to owners, fans, and really anyone who is curious about electric vehicles. You can sign up at mte.com/EV Car Club.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
You know, I'm really confused how a cemetery can raise its funeral prices and blame it on the cost of living.
Replay.
Actually, I kind of thought that was better.
Okay.
Your delivery was better. I don't think you tried as hard. That was good. So I'll give it a solid thumbs up.
Okay. I always get worried about the one-liners. I don't know. But there you go.
It all depends on if I'm paying attention or not.
Well, I guess that's true. You're kind of captive. You're wearing a headset with a microphone and not just headphones, and you kind of have to listen. Doesn't it force you to listen a little more?
Yeah.
Sorry. Well.
I was wondering why the days were getting so long.
Yes, yes,
What have we learned here on the Wake Up Crew today?
I stink at Thanksgiving trivia.
Well, I think we both do.
Yeah. I think that was a it's a good way to waste 5 minutes in the morning. Let's see, what else did we talk about? You know, I don't really remember. Oh, we talked about our dogs.
Yeah.
How one's chewing your recliner.
And how Chipper is ready for you to go back to work, you said?
No, that's not it. That was he was kind of crazy. He went crazy when I came home from the hospital. Kind of went nuts for a little while.
Mm. Well.
And then we talked about the Christmas parade. You went into a long thing about the Christmas parade. What we're planning on doing.
Yeah.
Big TV.
We've got the Smyrna Parade and Murfreesboro Parade are on two different weekends this year, thankfully. So, got that all settled. I think several people probably complained about that a little bit, or I don't know if complained is the right word, but maybe voiced their displeasure with both of them being. There are people that love parades.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad they're making it separate, because every once in a while I want to go see the Smyrna Parade.
Yeah. Well, this is a big year for theirs too, 50th, so.
Yeah. So, well, it's in good hands with Rick Hall.
Yeah. Wayne Blair, a little shaky, but.
Yeah, but you know, you can't have everything.
I guess that's true. well, a little WGNS flair with both parades. We're looking forward to all of that. We'll go out with our song of the day, and we've started the top 10 most iconic TV theme songs, and coming in at number 10 is the Game of Thrones main title. I would probably appreciate it more if I've ever seen the Game of Thrones, but I haven't. But that's it for myself, for John. We'll see you back tomorrow for a Tuesday Wake Up Crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We'll start off today with areas of fog. It could be dense in spots. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies and a high around 62 this afternoon. Conditions will be right again tonight for patchy fog to develop. Mostly clear as we bottom out around 36. Looking ahead toward Tuesday, starting off with that patchy fog, then sunny and warmer highs in the upper 60s. Mostly clear skies Tuesday night at a low of 45. I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll from the WGN.